Remember how they used to keep the wagon wheels from squeaking?
They'd grease them with axle grease.
They would? And what do they, how do they get the wagon hooked onto the horse? Did they have a...
Put them between the shafts.
Shafts on either side?
Yes.
And if you had just one, it was between the horses.
That was his collar.
Oh, I see. I meant to ask when you're talking about hogs, what does a hog do when he's mad? How do you know he's mad?
Says, how would it do it?
How do you know that a hog is mad?
He's made a lot of racket like that.
What do you call his hair that stands up?
Sir?
When he gets mad, does he have
hair? Yes, his hair is done up on his back. You better get out, better be getting out of the way, too.
Those two long teeth, do you remember what you called those?
Yes, hoof. Yes, that's what they call them. I think tushes, that's what they call them.
I see.
She's on the east side, down like that.
Did people ever call that hair bristles on the back?
Yes, sir. Bristles. When they were up, they called them bristles.
I see. I'd just like to, I got some questions here about tools and things like that, but I guess she stayed in the house most of the time, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. She would be waiting on these children and things, miss. She couldn't hear good and she couldn't see good, and I had to be eyesight and fun and cook and nuts and everything else.
You remember the kind of fences they used to have?
Sir?
Do you remember the fences? You mentioned a paling fence. Fencing. You mentioned a paling fence.
Yes, that was around the yard. They had a real fence around the farm.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
When they took...
Split that rail out of poplar. That's the corners.
I see.
I used to like them rail fences.
They look nice.
They're pretty.
I've seen pictures of them, and they look better than wire, don't they?
Yes, sir, you ain't joking.
And when they first got wire, the kind that's got stickers on, remember that?
First backwater.
No, the first wire fences.
Oh, yeah. That's barbed wire. With them stickers on. That's barbed wire. And that other is wool wire.
Oh, yeah.
Wool wire, yes.
I wonder, do you have swamps around here, or is this too high? For a swamp.
If I had what?
Do you have swamps around here, or is this too high above the river for that?
Well, I don't know, sir. I guess so. You mean with water? There's one yonder that's green, but you can't see it. It looks as green as over like weeds. And there's a big one right below there, and there's a big one down here, and... Let's see, what can I tell you another? And on down that way, there's a bunch of them.
Do they call them swamps or marshes?
I don't know what they call them.
We call
them fish ponds.
Oh,
I see. They don't, any fish on these, yeah, but on down further, they got fish. They got one lake, Charles got a lake, Chisholm Lake. Oh, it's pretty thing to say. I ain't never seen it. But people come from Memphis here fishing in it. Now they go down there and just catch them in by in the side, you know. No, I don't know a buffalo and carp thing like that, but I mean a game fish. Trouts and bass and perch, white perch and... And bring them.
You sound as if you like to fish.
Yes. I've been saying I was going down there and fish sometime, but I can't walk now. Mm-hmm. Like I used to, if I was able to get around, I'd been down there. Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of time.
Yes.
Do you remember the different kinds of bugs that that you have, the kind of bug that would sting you?
What?
That's kind of a hurt. Bug that would make a dirt...
Dirt dobbers.
Would that's it sting you? Or?
He'll bite you.
Really?
But it don't swell up like a wasp did.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any others that used to sting you? And
what you mean, wasp?
Yes, wasp. Did you ever have any
bumblebee.
Bumblebees?
Yes, and hornets.
Uh-huh. And yellow jackets?
Hornets and yellow jackets.